of Cardiff. This is Gabe.
Yes, hi. How are you?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Not bad. We are looking for a business loan.
Okay.
For information.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you have a 16-digit code there?
Yes. 211-3101-0012-6891.
All right, bear with me a second here. All right, are you calling on behalf of Dr. John Zizek? I don't know how to quite say that.
Yes,
is that okay?
You did a good job. He's sitting right next to me. I'm his secretary.
Okay, perfect. All righty, is this the office line you guys are talking about?
Yes.
Excuse me, is this the office line you guys are dialing from?
Oh, no, that's actually my cell phone.
Cell phone, okay, no problem. Alrighty. Oh, whoops. Alrighty, let me just confirm. So, and I'm sorry, what was your name again?
My name is Inga.
Inga. Okay, Inga. Yeah, I'm going to just confirm some information real quick. We'll go ahead and answer any questions you have there. Alrighty?
Okay.
I have the billing address down as 320 Manville Road, Pleasantville, New York, 10570.
320, right? That's what you said?
Yes, correct.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, and is best company phone number 914-769-0400?
Correct.
Okay, and as far as the business classification goes, are you guys a corporation, LLC, is it a partnership, sole proprietorship?
LLC,
okay. And how long has John been in business, therefore, with the practice?
Well, John has been in the MDPC business for about 30 years and in the LLC for about 8 years.
So he became an LLC back in about 2008?
I don't know, maybe 2009. I can't exactly remember.
But that's close enough. Okay. Yeah, so if you can kind of tell me what... The practice is looking to do there. Are you guys looking for equipment? Is it capital, some cash flow? What exactly are you guys looking to do?
We need some capital for renovation.
Okay.
And we need some capital for taxes. And basically expansion. We opened a new office in Connecticut that we also need some funds for.
Okay. Very nice. Okay. And let me kind of ask you a few questions, see what the business is going to qualify for there. What were gross annual sales for 2015?
We are on extension, and I'm not sure the final numbers.
If you could just ballpark figure it.
About 400,000.
About 400,000. Okay. And is that, has the new office you mentioned in Connecticut, is that generating revenue yet? Or are you guys still getting that up and off the ground?
No, that's generating revenue.
Okay. Is the 400,000, is that from both locations combined?
Well, no, not really, because the Connecticut one is still in baby stages, so it's really the one and only in Pleasantville that you have the address of.
So the one in Pleasantville did the 400K last year in gross sales, is that right? Okay.
Yes, and we started with a new one in January.
Okay, so you guys are just getting started. And what field does John specialize in there?
Anti-aging and preventative medicine.
Okay, anti-aging. Alrighty. Okay, and what kind of figure did you have in mind there? How much money is John looking to bring on there for the business?
About 50,000.
I'm sorry, was that 50 or 60?
60.
60, okay. And how soon are you guys looking to bring on the funds there?
We are not in a rush, but any time would be fine.
Okay. All right. And is he 100% owner there of the practice?
No.
Okay. What percentage does he own there?
50-50 with his partner.
Okay, so they're 50-50 partners. Okay, no problem. How is John's personal credit?
Quite good.
Okay, good. So credit is good. And how about his partner?
I don't know about the partner, but John's credit is over 700.
Okay, so over 700. Okay. All right. Now, just to give you some feedback there on what you're looking for, you know, we typically lend 10 to 15% of your gross sales. So I think that the $60,000 is feasible. That'd be right there at the 15% mark based on your guys' sales there at 400.
Okay.
Any current loans with the business right now?
Nope.
No current loans. Okay. Alrighty. Okay. Yeah, are you guys familiar with working capital programs? Have you had a working capital loan in the past?
Not really. I mean, way back when, yeah, had some, you know, extended credits from the banks and stuff, and working capital for a specific equipment, but no, generally speaking, no.
Okay, got you. Yeah, so the way the program works is we typically free up 10 to 15% of your gross sales. It is unsecured. You're not leveraging, he's not leveraging any assets there, business or personal. You know, we do ask about the personal credit, but it is a business loan. Not going to show up on the personal credit there. And, you know, as far as the payback goes, you're looking at anywhere from, you know, 6 months to 3 years.
Okay.
Pricing, you guys could be paying as low as 10 cents on the dollar. It's a fixed cost, so it's not your kind of more traditional compounding annual, you know, APR, annual percentage rate. It starts at about 10 cents on the dollar. It goes north from there. You know, based on, you know, the factors we're looking at here mostly are time in business. Credit is an important factor. So I think that we could definitely get him into one of our better programs based on, you know, him meeting that criteria. You know, you guys have been around. He's been in business for 30 years, and, you know, it's probably safe to say he's, you know, not going anywhere anytime soon. So it's a very simple process with us. We look at 6 months business bank statements. We look at a one-page application, and we'll look at the first page from your tax return. I want to say for the LLC, it's a 1065, the page with the gross annual sales. So we take those that we take. I'm sorry, go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off.
Would you be sending me that in an email or something?
Yeah, yes, ma'am. What's a good? What's the best email for you there, Inga?
Okay, it's third digits, like T-H-E, and the last name, which is D like David, D like Zebra, I-E-D-Z-I-C, @yahoo.com.
Okay. So it's just T-H-E, the, and then the last name I have on file here, is it Zizek?
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Great. Yeah. What I'd like to do here, Inga, is I will shoot you off that one-page application there, and then I will just bullet point those other two items we discussed, and you'll have my my fax number on there, my direct line here if you have any questions in the meantime, and yeah, we, like I said, we usually get your answer in usually 1 to 2 business days, so pretty simple process. We work pretty quickly here, so. All right.
Okay.
Yes.
Sounds good.
Yeah, Inga, I will. I would expect that email in the next 15 minutes or so, and yeah, I definitely think we can fit you into a good program here. So, give me a call in the meantime if you have any questions. The number will be, the direct line will be there in the signature of my email. All righty.
That sounds great. Have a nice.
Okay,
evening.
Inga, you have a nice evening as well. We'll talk soon.
Take care. Bye bye.
Take care. Bye.